Building number 27, located at 8 North Indiana Street, is a two-story building constructed in 1918. It was the home of Farmer State Bank between 1918 and 1928. Paul Carson operated a business there from 1928 for a number of years. It was a real estate firm in the 1970s, but it is today part of Roscoe Stovall's law offices. Building 28, located at 10 North Indiana Street, is a two-story building constructed around 1902 by Al and Fred Cooper. It was the home of E.W. Day's Grocery around 1902 to 1909, when Day's moved their grocery to South Indiana Street. It was a dry goods store in the 1920s, also Lusty's Electrical Shop in the 1920s. In the 1930s through the 1940s, Edith Shirley operated a ladies' clothing and millinery shop. Most recently, it was Guido's Pizza in the early 2000s to 2007, and it was a card shop between 2007 and 2008. Buildings 29 and 29A, located at 14 to 16 North Indiana Street, are two separate buildings, single-story, constructed around 1902, both of which still stand. The northern building consisted of a butcher shop between around 1902 to 1910. This was the home of Wadley Feed Company in the 1920s. The north building was the location of the U.S. Post Office between 1941 and 1960, and from 1960 to the present, it has been the home to Bob and Don's Barber Shop. The south building at this location was a blacksmith shop between around 1902 to 1910. Various offices were located there in the 1920s. In the 1940s through the 1960s, it was Dake's Tavern. It was operated as a tavern also after Dake's from the 1960s up until about 2000, and from 2000 to the present, it has been Indiana Farmers Insurance. Building number 30, located at 18 North Indiana Street, is a single-story building constructed about 1874. In the 1870s, it was the home to the Savings Bank of Mooresville, but in 1880, Dr. Clark Robbins opened his medical practice there and operated in the building until 1900. Thereafter, it was a drugstore and a dry goods store between 1900 and 1910. Wadley Feed Company operated there in the 1920s and Henderson's Jewelry in the 1960s. In the 1980s, it was Alexander Insurance, and Autumn Whispers most recently has done business there.